Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Hello, and welcome to the Haunted Estate.
With your host.
Wait, what did you just do?
I was doing the echo for you.
Okay, let's start it again. Welcome. To
the Haunted Estate. With your host, Selena and Adam.
With Selena and Adam. And we're currently in the middle of an Arctic Circle.
Yeah, it's a little windy out.
It's very windy. We have a downed skeleton and a downed witch. Yeah. On our front porch, and they making some rattly ass noises out there.
Yeah, we should take care of that.
It is almost Christmas.
Yeah, we should get those Halloween directions.
We need Joel.
I just call them Halloween directions. We should get those Halloween decorations away.
And then directions. We can get one direction here. They can do a concert on the front porch.
Let's not do that.
The views will go up. It'll be incredible. We'll pull Harry Styles in. We'll say, is your penis large?
What?
I don't. You know what? I had a weird dream.
You wish you had a penis, don't you?
I wish I had a penis. The things I would do with my wang.
Yeah.
It would be incredible. The fact y'all can like do helicopters, you guys can tuck it in there and give yourself a dickgina.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I would just spin in circles really fast and pee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You can do that anyways, though.
I'm the queen of standing up and peeing. Can you tell them how great I am at it, please?
I'll let you explain it.
No, I need you to explain it.
Well, I'm not explaining it.
I do it. You get to witness the masterpiece. Tell them how I do
it. You pee standing up.
So you take your feet, you turn them to the outside, you clench your ass like you're doing a Kegel. You put your junk forward. You pee. It comes out, okay? I don't know. I have an innie.
What? Your belly button? No, okay.
I have what some say is the sideways Homer Simpson.
Okay.
You clench it, you let it come out the front. So
I've never heard that.
Okay, so at the old house, we had one bathroom, okay? One bathroom, no bigger than a storage closet. If that, there was just room for one person to stand, but we always had to go to the washroom at the same time.
Yeah, Adam would be in there. We were on the same schedule.
I would make eye contact with this man, and I would pull my pants down, and I would stare at him. And I would start my stream and I would battle swords with him. But then I would
not
start.
Not by choice, of course.
He'd be like, no, don't, no. But then I would do it anyways. But then I start laughing and I fuck up my stream and I pee all over myself.
Yeah, so you just made taking a pee, turning it into a shower and making it a timely event.
I'll just never forget the first time you saw it, though. You came around the corner.
Yeah, you discovered this on your own. You were proud.
And Adam comes around the corner and I'm standing in there being like a man. I have such good
vagina
control.
I love you.
I have the control of like Hulk.
Yeah.
Hulk, Thor. Who has control?
I mean, any of those people would. I think most people have control over that.
Miss America. No, Wonder Woman. What's her name?
Wonder Woman, yeah.
Why do I call her Miss America?
I mean, they're both very successful people.
Who's Miss America?
I don't know. It's different every year, isn't it?
Probably blonde. I don't know.
Not necessarily.
I want to be blonde.
This is blondism against Miss America?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is. I was blonde for a long time. I was like a blonde bimbo girl in high school.
Really?
For grade 11.
You were blonde, but like...
Grade 9, emo as shit. Grade 10,
what happened there? Why'd you make the switch? Emo. Did you have to try something different at the different school? Or?
I think it was just like, I was evolving. So yeah. I was like, grade 8, goth. Goth. Like drawings on my face.
Well, emo wasn't even in yet, probably. It was kind
of
new, right?
It was coming. I was right there, the first era of emo.
Wasn't emo like a split off of goth, like later on?
Yeah, so I was goth, then I was emo, grade 9. Grade 10, I was a scene kid. Okay.
That's like everything mixed into one, isn't it? They can all show up.
Yeah. Then I was a preppy kid for grade 11, blonde hair. I did it all. Grade 12, didn't give a fuck about anything. Yeah. It was a bad year.
Oh,
good
man.
Year, bad year. But that's fine.
I don't have a personality, according to you.
Yeah, so he's taking that out of context
I'm
again.
I'm dead inside.
No, you said you were dead inside.
We started recording
and his mic was too low, even though it was jacked up. And I'm like, you got to get some personality in your speaking. So you're loud and you have pitch because you have this beautiful monotone voice.
I have this monotone
Everyone
voice.
Everyone loves it. They commented all the time. They're like, Adam should like do an audiobook.
Read audiobooks, yeah.
But I don't want to blow out their
it's
left
not exciting
eardrum.
Enough for a podcast for you. Do you want me to talk like a radio representative?
You sound more like a customer service representative.
Hello, this is Amazon. We have lost your package and we need repayment.
That's exactly what we need.
Yeah, you got a phone call like that earlier. It was pretty funny.
I just like my ringtone. Can you call my phone so everyone can hear my ringtone?
Yeah, your ringtone's pretty epic.
Yeah, you have to hear this. We're going to just take a moment.
That's pretty great.
Hello.
Hi. This is Selena.
Okay. We've got some creepy things going on here.
There's
in
a lot
State
going
today.
On. Well, we are in the cabin that's barely haunted, so it kind of fits.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah. I had diarrhea this morning.
What?
You saw it?
No, I did not.
You did.
No.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Tell people.
I'm not telling anybody.
Fine. That's fine. Our house is haunted. We would like a little update on our haunted house.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
you saw something.
Before,
the stairs?
No, so I hear it. I hear someone
hear
run
something.
Down the stairs. It's so fucking loud. Boom, 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 boom.
But Eddie was running at the same time.
Eddie
but
was
like,
with
that
you
was
like
different.
In the bedroom. I heard someone walk okay. across the loft. I look and I like you can hear where the footsteps are, and then it pauses. Then it comes down the stairs real quick. And I'm like, what the heck? Then when we were in Disney World, I got a bell. And it was from the Tower of Terror. They went ding.
Yeah, bell. Like a service bell.
Dings. Like whoever came down and ding. And not only that, 2 days before that, I was putting a sweater on in my office and the door just opens.
Yeah, that was creepy.
No breeze. That's exactly what Joel experienced. Joel was walking towards our bedroom and he saw the handle go down.
The actual handle move.
And then I almost pooed myself 2 nights ago. There it is, 1 o'clock in the morning. I hear guns. Like they're in my backyard. Someone,
what the heck was that?
Yeah,
someone was
in the
next
forest
concession. Behind us. It was literally in line with our property, but like on their property behind us. They're lighting off fireworks.
Mm-hmm. 1 in the morning. Have never heard a peep from these people that live behind us. Because they're literally like they're kilometers away.
Yeah.
But it was like, it looked though, because the middle of the night and because all the leaves are gone, it looked like they were setting off fireworks in our forest.
Yeah, it wasn't though.
That but it was like where
far.
The clearings meet.
Yeah. It was probably their property.
Was I tripping balls?
Yeah, it was just weird. Like midnight. It was Saturday, so like I kind of got it, but it's Saturday in November, like the middle of November.
The thing about our house, like, sorry to swing back around to like the ghost thing, but like I'm so on edge because things happen every single day and nothing bad. Like there's no bad feelings, but like our house is haunted. It's yeah. very strange. In a good way, though. Like, it's not bad. And we know who it is.
The word haunted, I think, I don't know if this is for everybody, but for me, sometimes the word haunted can, stigma. Like, yeah, there's a stigma there. It seems negative or seems spooky or whatever. Yeah. I guess there's just a lot of energy at our house.
Leroy is there. It doesn't matter what time of day. You can say, hey, Leroy, can you give me a sign you're here? And something will happen.
A lot of times he will, yeah.
There'll be a ding. You'll hear something like, you'll hear a door close. Like, you'll hear things. And it's insane. You know what? We're in the cabin. It's Stoll's property.
Yeah.
We're live on this podcast right now. We should just ask.
Go for it.
All right. Leroy.
Okay, that's outside. It's really,
windy. Inside. We need an inside sound, Leroy. Leroy, if you are here, can you give us an audible sound?
Hello.
Jesus Christ.
Hello. My name is Leroy.
That's a little dark. He wouldn't look like that yet. He just died in April.
Hello. Hello. My name is Leroy. Leroy Jenkins.
If you know, don't know Warcraft, you wouldn't know Leroy Jenkins.
I want to go home. Anyways, guys, for this episode, we have not done in a while. I think for the next couple episodes, I want to get caught up. I want to read the ghost stories that you guys have submitted and talk about them. So, look, I just pulled this out of my ass. I thought that we would start. So, this one is titled, Something is Following Me. I say something because for what I'm about to share with you are experiences that happened way before a loved one had passed away. I was probably 13 or 14 at the time, and I was in my room, laying in a bed, reading a book on my phone and listening to music, when something hit the side of my bed. I could see it through my peripheral and the mattress being impacted by the hit. I thought it was my chihuahua. There's their little dumb chihuahuas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I thought it was my chihuahua and looked over and called out to her. She wasn't there. My door had been closed this whole time. Weirded out, I left my room and went into my sister's room and found that my chihuahua was with her the whole time. Fast forward past other weird shit, getting to the point of being followed. In 2016, our house was foreclosed on, and we had to move in with our grandpa. It was the same scenario. I had only lights off at the time. I was reading my book on my phone and listening to music when something aggressively hit the side of my bed. Shined my light to look for my dog. She was with my sister the whole time. Sometimes my dog would follow something with her eyes and growl, like I said previously. Gonna fast forward now to other weird shit. All right, I'm down. I'm ready. Sometime after moving in with my significant other around 2019, I was laying in bed with my back against the wall. I was alone in the house and my boyfriend was outside with a friend. Suddenly, the other side of the wall, something scratched against it, and I immediately thought, oh, something's leaning against the wall is falling down. It's logical, right? Well, it was until I kept going straight towards it and my head instead of curving down to fall. Soon as I thought, oh my God, it's going down, it scratched really fast at my head and I jumped out of the bed and ran outside. That was when it scared me. I have another thing that scared me, but I can't say whether it's the same thing or not. I was probably 15 at the time and I was walking down a dirt road that I lived on with my little sister, who was 13 at the time. The sun was still bright above us when all of a sudden everything went black. For both of us. For a split second. For me, I saw what I thought was an old television screen that flashed like that static out with a diamond before it blacked out. I'm talking empty. It felt like there was nothing. All in a second, when we came to, we looked at each other and asked each other what had just happened. For her, she didn't see the flash. She just saw everything black out. Simulation glitch? I think so.
Ooh, glitch in the simulation.
I talked about a glitch in the simulation the other day. What was it?
You always have glitches in the simulation.
I do, and I love calling them out. What was it, though, that one that just happened?
I'm not sure.
Help me remember. It was so interesting.
Something out front, wasn't it? You walked out the front door.
Oh, yeah. So there was this giant package leaned up against the door. I went out to go take garbage out. I walked out, looked around. Nothing was there. I turn around. There's a giant package on the front porch.
You might have just missed it. Probably. Was it the one standing up, like the skinny one?
Yeah, the skinny one.
Yeah, that's easy to miss because it was on the far side.
But okay, like, well,
still
it's more
been
fun
a glitch.
To think about it as a glitch.
Could have been a glitch. Absolutely. So this is from Haley. So I have a few stories throughout my life of ghost experiences that I didn't realize I was experiencing until last year. I get that a lot. Like, do you, you know, something will happen in your past, and until you start realizing and learning a lot about this stuff, like, sometimes you recall things, you're like, oh my gosh.
That's what that was.
That's what that was.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have those, like, epiphanies. I didn't realize I was experiencing it until last year. It started when I was maybe about 4 or 5. At my Nana's house, I was always terrified of the one bedroom at the top of the stairs. I never had a reason to. It's just anytime someone tried to bring me upstairs, I would scream and cry. No one knew why I was so scared of this room. And me personally, I just felt this dark presence that I hated. Come to find out, when I was maybe 11 or 12, that was when my mom was younger. When she slept in that room, she would always see a shadow figure on the roof staring at her. That creeped me out because I was always terrified of that room. The next encounter I had was my previous house. When I was in 5th grade, I had 2 dogs. One of them was very aggressive, so had to stay in his cage till my parents got home. When I got home from school, I stayed upstairs in the living room as my dog stayed downstairs. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What was that? I wonder if one of those pieces of wood fell over. It's super windy out.
That sounded like it came from up there,
though. That was weird, yeah. Lots of weird shit going on.
Oh, that'll be on the camera. Like, that'll be caught. So that was pretty interesting.
Now, when I got home, they always barked because they knew someone was home. But randomly, they just stopped barking. So I went to the stairs and was about to walk down to make sure that they were okay. Before I could take the first step, I heard a woman talking to my dogs. And I saw a shadow walk past the hallway. I somehow got the guts to shout, "Who is downstairs?" There was no response. The talking continued till my stepdad got home. Ooh, what? I guess I'd be too creeped out to go and check too, maybe if I was that age. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'd be staying in my bedroom, locking the door and sitting on the floor.
Also finding out later, apparently my uncle, while watching the dogs, asked his dead friend Megan to come play with the dogs with him. What?
That is such a random funny thing to ask her.
Yeah, that I could see that happening. That's weird though. And she never left, I guess. Also, in the same house one night, I couldn't sleep, no matter how hard I tried, so I got up to get a drink of water. As I open my door, I see a 7-foot-tall man in a top hat walk down the hallway, and once he got to the end of the hallway, he disappeared into the wall. I screamed, I ran back to my room, turned on all my lights, hid under my covers until I fell asleep. And the last experience I've had in this house I have now, the room next to me, I always see this nice old lady who loves wearing floral dresses and skirts. But there's also a spirit in the house that likes to mess things up. For example, the one day I was sitting on the stairs texting my friends when I heard something fall in the kitchen and I heard my cat meow, so I thought it was her. When I called my cat's name, all I heard was this deep man's voice just laugh. I was terrified and ran to my room with my dog. And yeah, those are my experiences.
That's terrifying.
Seems like she's had so many just kind of basic
one-offs,
basic experiences of seeing residual energy and residual spirits.
I hear so, like, we need to look into these top hat
she's
ghosts.
Definitely, like, maybe connected a little bit, you like, know, like, yeah, a medium, little bit of a openness there.
Yeah, a medium of somewhere. I wonder if she sees them physically or in her mind like I do.
Yeah.
I've seen them physically and in my mind, but like it just seems like she has like these like little pieces out of time. Like, who, I wonder how old her house is.
Physically and in your mind. So for you to separate that, like, I wonder if it's always in your mind, but sometimes it's physically placing it in reality.
Well, it's
but
weird.
Like, I know for you, the one you're saying that in your mind, you see the past.
No, it's not. So,
or you can see the present.
Yeah, I
in that
see
one
all
too.
Of it. There's so many. So when I see it in my mind, like, say I'm sitting here right now, but I can't get this picture out of my head of a woman standing right here.
Yeah.
But it's in my head. And I'm thinking like, oh, I'm making this up. It feels like I'm making it up. But after that, you know, the psychic that came here to our house, like, I find out that like, that's how a lot of psychics see. It's in their mind, not right in front of them. So like when I, like, even like my friend, like Taylor or you, like, I'll see little glimmers of things around, like, I'll be looking at you, but in my head I'll see, you know, someone else. I don't know who that person is.
Right.
And maybe that's just someone checking in, an ancestor of yours, but I see them in my head and I might hear a sentence or a few words and then like they're gone. But when I physically see them, I have, you can attest to this. I'd be like, do you see them, Adam?
Yeah, you always ask me, did you see that person?
And
most of the time,
like,
yeah, but once in a while, it's like, no, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so like I will literally see it. But most of the time I can tell that they're not real people because when I see them physically for real, it's a confused thing. Like they're kind of, They're doing something that doesn't fit into the environment.
Right, right.
Yeah, they're not dressed the same. Like that one time it was a person, but we saw that person in 80s clothes.
Yeah, so you thought maybe.
But it was our vet. But I remember I saw a man run past my house once, but from the knees down was under the ground, but he right. was still running.
Those are weird ones. You know it's something then because they're like on a different plane. It's like, oh, maybe this ground wasn't this high back then.
Yeah. And then the one that really got me one time was I pulled into my parents' house and there was a man with a bloody white shirt by the air conditioner.
Yep.
And I could describe it. I saw him and he just looked at me. He was like, and then he ran behind the house really quick. Right. But as he went to go turn, he didn't turn. He just disappeared.
Okay.
And I went in and talked to my dad.
That was the wind on the door. You're good.
That
one was legit. I know it sounded like a knock, but it was the door going boom, boom.
this man was he. So what ended up happening was he owed a lot of people a lot of money, and my dad saw him that day and he was running and he had blood all over his shirt. And I think they found him in Pidock dead, or they never found him. It was one really? Or the other. But I told him that story and he couldn't believe it because
he knew the story from
his life. And I feel like my dad never went to the police about that. And I'm pretty sure he was never found.
Huh.
Just missing forever.
Really?
I want to know. Should we call my dad?
You should look it up for sure too. When was it? Do you remember?
This was the 80s.
Oh, okay. So we'd have to go to the library for like the newspapers.
Here, I'm going to call my dad real quick. This is interesting.
Also, when you see stuff in your head, like you see my relative, do you just see them and it's black, or do you see them just, somewhere?
No, I see them kind of in the situation that's going on right in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
I just want to see if he's awake.
Yeah.
He might be having a nap. This would be interesting.
Yeah, it's nap time right now, probably.
He wakes up, he does some stuff, he has a nap. He's, yeah, he's not there. But that's pretty interesting. But yeah, he never told. He also had like these really weird feelings and these vivid, like my dad, I think, you know, has a bit of a gift, but he has these incredibly vivid dreams about a body being buried beside his dad's shed thing in the backyard. Okay. And every time I walk by there, if there's people out, I want to be like, hey, there might be a body there.
Maybe you shouldn't tell them. Let them just kind of be naive and ignorant and chill.
My dad also has this nightmare. So my dad's the one that came on the podcast. He's seen the Mothman.
That's where you got your abilities from, is that side of the family, for sure.
Well, it goes back to, he's pretty sure our ancestry goes back to gypsies.
Yeah, like he was Hungarian, and in that's like a lot of gypsy culture around there.
Yeah, and there's like lots of stories about his actual grandmother and stuff like that. Like,
right.
She had a very strange life. And I think, you know, magical properties.
His grandma?
My dad's grandma. His dad's okay. mom.
Yeah.
But the weird thing about that family was very tight-lipped. Never spoke of it.
Right.
It was very strange, too, because we know that my grandfather was... We're very sure he's Jewish. And they were the ones... They escaped Hungary.
Right.
But he was very, like, ashamed of being Jewish. Like, if you look at photos of him, like, he is a very stereotypical look. So he had a lot. And then he would never talk about it. So he fought in the war. And he would never speak of it. Like, he never spoke of it. And that was just very strange in general. But, yeah, they escaped Hungary and came to Canada. But what I do know about, you know, his dad's mother is that her mother raised all the boys. So she had, I think it was 5 sons. And what happened was she spent her time down at the docks and she would just get pregnant and drop these babies off every year at her mom's house. But there isn't a lot. I feel like there's more that we just don't know, but so much history died with them, but very
interesting.
Yeah,
it's hard to talk about that stuff, especially back in that time frame. Like your dad's grandma, that would have been 1800s to 1900s,
mm-hmm.
late 18s, early 19s. And you don't talk about that stuff, especially psychic strict. Abilities too. Like you can't say you have that stuff or you don't know what you have back then sometimes.
No.
Like you might be scared to talk about it. People be calling you crazy.
But like the weird thing is like when I was younger, like before I knew any of this, I would have dreams. And that's another thing. There's a whole chapter in my first book about like dreams. Like, I based on one story. I really need to write another book like my first book, The Home Reader.
Right.
Because people really enjoyed, like, my personal
stories. Instead of experiences, maybe about your journey, like a more of, like, a biography.
But, like, I wrote about my dreams, and I remember when I was younger, I would have dreams, but they're not dreams. It's like my dreams are living memories. So I would dream about being at ships, and I would dream about encounters with men.
Right.
Seeing it through somebody else's eyes. Like, I was in their head in a different point of time.
Yeah, you've told me about those dreams before.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this happened here. And it's, like, so far away. You'd look up an article, and it would be somewhere in, like, southern United States, and we're in Canada.
Yeah, and, like, when I used to, like, I had dreams about this one girl.
That,
and
yes.
Do you remember that? I wrote about that Holly Bobo.
Yeah.
And she told me where her body was. And then years later, I told him about it. They found her body exactly where I said it was.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. And you can't
call anybody about that and be like, oh, I know where her body is.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, oh, you're crazy. Great. Or okay, like, come on to the padded room, honey. Or they're like,
where were you on this date? You know what I mean? Yeah, or they start looking at you.
Yeah, you become a suspect. Like.
But sometimes I have these dreams and they're so violent.
Yeah.
And then I wonder, like, is this person trapped in this basement? What does the house look like? And then I'm waiting for a dream to give me an address. You know what I mean? Very strange. Very strange.
Wild.
Yeah. Anyways, next story. This is from TJ. Hey, Selena. So I just listened to your podcast about light and dark. I think that might be the one about The Conjuring.
Yeah, we did a rerun the other day. It was you and Joel, right?
Okay.
Light and dark.
Okay. So I'm 15 and both my mom and sister are mediums, therefore bringing quite a bit of energy to the house. Now, after a bit of nothing was happening, and I always thought it was cool when it did, I started manifesting and hoping that something would happen. It did. It was on the holidays, and I was going to bed pretty late. My cat was laying next to me, all cute. Now for the bit that I really need to describe, my cupboard. So mine is built into the wall with sliding glass panels, and every now and again, the doors will come off when we move them. At this point, it had fallen off earlier in the week. So here I am trying to fall asleep when my glass bottle moves on my shelf, following by the whole door falling over. My sister and I got up and put the door back, not wanting to freak ourselves out more by turning on the light and looking properly in case anything else were to happen. I got up the next day and saw that all my rings, incense, crystals, and necklaces were on the floor. My shelf completely messed up with stuff in the back of my shelf tipped over and sitting at the front. Everything was a mess. But here's the thing. It was my stuff. Only my stuff. I have since stopped hoping for stuff to happen, and it went to...
Dun, dun, oh, it's dun, probably your parents. Dun,
dun. Yes. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I have you on the podcast. I have a question.
Yes?
The guy with the white shirt, the bloody white shirt, was his body ever found or was he never found?
No, he was found. He was found drowned in the Pidock water reservoir.
Yeah. Okay. All right, good. That's all I needed. They said it was a drowning. Did you ever, like, go to the cops and tell them?
No, I never did.
Damn. Too young,
I think. I never thought of it.
Yeah, you were a little boy, right?
Well, I mean, I was riding a bicycle. I was less than 15.
Okay.
Maybe I was.
That's crazy. So that would have been in the 70s.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yeah, very late 70s.
Okay.
So maybe I was a little bit older, maybe 17.
That's wild. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye. So yeah, he was found drowned.
Weird.
But he saw him running like violently from someone, like running like, and checking behind him and looking.
So you saw this person?
I saw, so that
later
kind of,
in your life.
So that brings that all together.
Why you saw him? Because yes. The energy is with your dad a little bit, maybe.
Because he knows that my dad saw something that maybe nobody else saw.
Oh.
And he spent his life that he drowned.
The energy stuck here trying to show people what happened type thing or something.
Well, I saw him how my dad saw him. I saw him out of breath, huffing and puffing in a white t-shirt with blood all over it.
Right.
Which my dad saw him running for his life down the street with blood on his shirt. And then he was found drowned.
Found drowned. And then they just called it a drowning.
They called it a drowning where my dad knows like this was,
it was
obviously
a
murder
or an accident or something crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Cause yeah, that I saw him down. It's their own, and it scared the shit out of me. And then I described exactly what this.
Well,
man,
you were young too. You might have thought it was real for a second, right?
No. I was in my twenties. I was in my twenties.
It disappeared. So
it disappeared. So I knew. Like okay. That's how I can tell. It always has some kind of signify that it's not real.
Right.
But this man, you know, he was like all of like skin tone. Like I knew exactly what he was, and I described him to a T and how tall he was and how husky he was and everything. And my dad was like, "Yeah, that's him."
Crazy.
And it's just for him to pop back up. Like he's like. He wants.
Think of the stuff before technology, like pre-2000s, 90s,
yeah, like this
80s,
is the 70s.
70s.
There's no DNA.
Yeah, there's nothing. No. Like so many things happened that
yeah.
just went under the radar.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, let me get back to this.
Yep.
Now for a happier story about my guardian angel. So my guide is a little kitten. She's black and really playful and cute and likes to clean and groom herself. I know this is just based on a few experiences. So one time I try to contact her saying, "Hey, can you give me an obvious sign that you're with me?" When all the fire alarms go off in the house while everyone is asleep. And I say, "If that's you, can you make it stop?" And they all turned off. And later that night, I felt my cat jumping on my bed and she's walking all over me and purring loudly. So I sit up so I could cuddle her, but nothing was there. I felt the weight of the cat on my back and I was freaked out for a minute because guides have such a calming effect. But it didn't last long. And I just thought it was cool. There you go.
Wow.
That's interesting. My spirit guide, I remember like doing this cool meditation-y thing to find out who my spirit guide was.
Yep.
So you like get into a really deep kind of like transcendental meditation. You picture like this really long kind of like, it always looks the same to me. It's like a beautiful sky that almost doesn't exist. It's like this rock hill. With these stairs that
like
go
up. Like a monastery or something on a mountain, like
exactly.
You see in the movies, like a Tibetan thing.
And then there's like a hut at the top. It's like kind of like this beautiful, like you know, yep. Asian inspired hut. And you can see like smoke coming out of the top. And I went in and my whole life, the spirit guide has looked the same. And it's like a big, round, smiling Hawaiian man.
Yep.
That's what my spirit guide looks
How
like.
How do they get firewood up there?
I don't know. This is the spirit realm, Adam. So okay. I think it just fills itself.
Okay.
You should try that though and see what your spirit guide looks like.
I wonder if that's the same for everybody, if like all our spirit guides present themselves in that place.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Where do you think yours would be if you were to see your spirit guide, like a forest?
I don't know. Honestly, probably like, yeah, forest would be one for me. Even something like that would be one for me because, I mean, this is how I feel about it. The things we see that in our mind's eye that are like part of maybe another realm or the spirit world are influenced by what we've learned and the visions we've seen in the real life as kids and growing up. So like if you're religious, things can present themselves religiously, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So I just think I would see the kind of maybe the mountain thing like you saw, because I've been influenced in a lot of movies like that by that.
Apparently we all have like a few guides and they're constantly working for us, but so many people just don't connect to them and talk to them and ask them for things.
Yeah.
But they're like always on standby. So maybe it'd be good for you. Maybe we should have like a thing and we find out who your spirit guides are.
Try. I'm not like, I've never been able to connect like that. Like when I meditate, it literally just goes blank for me and I can get into that like
space. But sometimes though, like creating those images in your head, like making them up as you go, is not actually making them up too. Like, and that's,
yeah, no,
that's,
for sure.
That's what the psychic helped me learn. Like when I'm seeing things, I'm not making them up. Like,
and that's what I meant too by like what you're influenced by as a child and growing up and seeing can influence that.
Yeah.
I've always wondered like, if you had somebody that's a blank slate, what they would see, or if like somehow they didn't build up this image and society didn't kind of show them a bunch of these religions or a bunch of these possibilities of the afterlife, would they see the same things? Would they see something different? Would they just see it as fractals and geometry? Like how would it all work?
That's like, I feel the same way about like people who were born blind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what do they see?
They're starting to study that kind of stuff. There's a thing called MAPS, and it's like psychedelic studies. Okay. And they'll have them go in and try and see these, whatever we're going to call them, realms, other worlds, spiritual encounters, situations. And they're studying and getting them to come out. Because it's weird. It's like when you come out of a dream. The visions disappear right away. You forget very fast.
Yeah, really fast.
And they're trying to get people to write them down, talk about them on camera as soon as they're coming out of them. And we should look into some of that stuff for a podcast one day.
Some of those times when I wake up and the dreams I have, I tell you and you're like, what?
Right?
Yeah.
And it's weird because that place where you go when you have those dreams sometimes, a lot of other people, when they do certain substances or just naturally go places like you, see those same things.
Yeah, there's a similarity.
Yep.
No, it's incredible.
Wild.
Yep.
We've got this one here from Diego. So Diego's got many ghost stories, but that have happened. So he's going to tell us two. So he attended a church in his early teens that had a big property where there was cabins and a house, as well as some sport courts, soccer fields, and more buildings. The main church is also located on that property now. When I was a teen, possibly 14, the youth group sometimes had camps at the property, since I never really attended them because I didn't have an interest in forming part of the youth group or church. Yet one time I decided to go. That day I had to go to high school. That day I went from high school and went directly to the church property since I lived far away and didn't want to go back home. I finished school. It was almost 5 p.m. It's important to know the property has two entrances, one that was on the hill and the other one at the bottom where everything was located. I entered alone through the top one and decided just to chill up there, see if anyone would arrive so we could go down to the hill together. So I waited a few minutes. I'm looking down the hill. There's many trees and a small river that goes through the property where there's a few walking bridges you can cross. I start to notice something in the river. What I noticed that totally gave me full body chills was a white figure. It almost looked like it was white in a white gown, but like from the top to bottom, it was fully white and almost had a transparent look to it. Anyways, this figure was floating from a tree to tree, from the trees that were next to the river, meaning that whatever it was floating above the river or creek. It was so creepy. I almost didn't think I was seeing was real. It was just what I did was just look away, not much to do, or a minute or so, to be honest. I have no idea how long after I received a text from other campers that they are at the bottom of the hill entrance, and I went and joined them. The other time was at the same river. At that time, I lived at the house that was right next to the entrance that was on the hill, still inside of the property. This was a few years later, maybe two or three. We had rescued a stray dog, and I would take it on a walk every morning around 5 p.m. after school. Here, sunset is around 5:15 at this time, or depends on the season. Anyways, it was like the other day, and I had no issues, didn't remember the prior ghost encounter there. I was there every day and played in the fields mornings and walked out to say whatnot. All I can say and understand in my mindset was how chill I was. So what happened on the evening that I walked the dog, I had gone the way back and the property where the huge river passed, by the end of the walk, it was time to head home. It was starting to get a bit dark, but still plenty of light. As I was walking, I had to pass through a walkway that was next to the creek, And I had seen a ghost before, but remembered that was the farthest thing from my mind on that day. So I was walking the dog right next to the creek, and the dog all of a sudden stops walking and just looks towards the creek. I'd pull on the leash, but she would not budge. At this point, she started to cry while not removing her eyes from the creek. Obviously, I got creeped out and started basically dragging her because I didn't want to. She didn't want to walk. She's a big dog. Something I for sure did not want to do was look at the creek and when what the dog was seeing, if anything was there. Anyways, so we got to the bridge. That part of the creek was where we had to cross to start going up the hill, and this dog started crying harder. She started to walk with me, but really slowly, and still looking directly to the creek at the trees. As I placed my foot on the bridge, every hair on my body stood, and to that point, I booked it, and the dog ran right with me after I yanked her. Poor pup, we didn't stop running until we reached the top of the hill and then the house. I never once looked towards the creek to see what the dog was seeing, but I cannot tell you how terrified I was in that moment on the bridge. That sure was the scariest I've felt when it comes to paranormal encounters. That's interesting because how many things do make you feel creeped out or like something's watching you or something's behind you, but you don't actually look to know if you're having something paranormal happening?
That reminds me of not last night, but the night before when I had to go out to the couch and I turned right around and I came into the bedroom. I'm like, will you go with me?
Right.
And I'm like, I just know there's someone looking at me, but I just can't tell where they're looking at me from.
Yeah. And like, is that just fear or is probably. It something?
It's right? Probably just fear.
You never know. It could be both.
Yeah. Also camps. They're talking about camp. Camps carry such a weird energy.
Right.
Why?
So many different people there and kids and things happening. And they're always on like a big plot of land in the country with cabins and stuff. And who knows what was there in the past. Residual yeah. energies, just like our property, right?
Animals, too. They're just so connected.
We could run a camp here.
We could run a camp here.
Yeah.
Camp Spooky Boo.
Be exciting.
Learn how to be a social media person.
Or just learn how to have a great time with Selena. Get your mind out of there.
That's not where I was.
Oh.
We're talking about a camp for children, Adam.
I didn't say it was necessarily for children. Adults need camps, too.
Oh, my God.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Let's move on. A little bit of a backstory. So the house we lived in when I was younger was always a bit, or I wouldn't say haunted, but there was definitely someone or something. And I mean my great-grandfather. And for the reason we knew it was my stomach.
Is
it haunted?
It's haunted, all right.
Is it haunted for some snacks?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I had a steak and this tea here, so.
All right. You had a steak today?
Yeah, I had a steak this morning.
We got out here at 10:30 and you've already eaten a steak?
I've eaten a steak.
Damn, boy. Right. I knew it was my great-grandfather because my great-grandfather had kind of a limp. And he had to wear those shoes where one of the shoes was higher than the other. And you could hear him opening the door and closing it and walking down the hallway, stopping in front of my parents' room as if going back to my room, and then leaving. And sometimes you'd hear things fall in the kitchen. But nothing fell. One time we had people over at our house. But the thing about our house is that at the front door there's this little window that you could see all of outside from the front door. And one of our guests looked at that window and asked if anyone else was coming. And my mom, without hesitation, said, oh, don't worry, that's just my grandfather. And this person was like, oh, so you invited your grandfather? And my mom just said, no, he's dead.
Oh.
One time, my mom told me that when I was little, I woke her up in the middle of the night and said that there was a man in my room. And my mom thought it was maybe a dream, so she took me back to my room and put me in bed and laid me down for a little. But as we laid there, I looked at the foot of my bed and said, why is there a man sitting on my bed? And a month later, we were visiting my grandparents' house, and in the hallway of my grandma's house were pictures of family members. And my mom said that I stood in the hallway in front of my great-grandfather's picture, staring at it for 10 minutes. When my mom asked me what I was looking at, I pointed to the picture and said that that was the man in my room. This incident did happen when I was a bit older, like 13 or 12, not sure. I basically one night woke up and went into my parents' room and was crying and shaking and was genuinely freaked out. When my mom asked me what happened, I said it while gasping for air that there was a man in my room and he's trying to talk to me. But then my mom went to my room and no one was there. So she calmed me down and asked me if I wanted to sleep in the living room that night. Obviously, I did. But the whole night, I could feel someone stroking my arm, like somebody was trying to calm me down or say sorry. I'm pretty sure you don't want to read five paragraphs of things that happened, so I'm just going to sum them up. that's nice. No,
that first one's interesting because could you imagine if you were like a child and you didn't know somebody passed away?
Yep.
And then you're just at Christmas and a bunch of family's over and some random old guy's sitting beside you on the couch. You just think it's a family friend. You don't know who it is and you're talking to him. And then you carry on your way and you just don't notice him the rest of the night and like you're actually talking to a ghost.
That happens a lot. That seems to happen a lot to people. Just seeing their, like, I'll never forget when my grandma died. I've told this story before, but I'm going to say it briefly again. She was dying of pancreatic cancer. And weirdly, they didn't have a room in the wing. What's that called? Palliative like care.
Yeah.
Even though she died before everybody else. I don't know why that didn't make sense. But she's like, I don't think you should come up. She's doing the death rattle. Like she's going to die. And I was like, ooh, I'm going up anyways. Because
That's so you.
Yeah, I was. I would leave school and go read her books and brush her hair and stuff. And I went up there. I was with my other boyfriend, Adam, at the time. And we got off the elevator and we were walking down the hall and I was like looking at him. And I felt like this big ass breeze hit me. And I turned around to see what it was. Because it was obviously like an in passing thing. Like it just felt like a huge thing passed me. And I saw a woman and a man walking down the hallway towards the stairs, which I had taken 100 times because I kind of grew up in hospitals because my mom was sick.
Right.
And I knew this hallway and I saw them and it wasn't almost as if they were walking, but gliding and they were a bit brighter than everything else. Everybody else, all the equipment in this hallway.
It was very obvious. It was
obvious. And they were dressed more like the 40s.
Right.
And the incredible thing is that I watched them and it was just a very quick thing, but the hallway door opened. Like they hit the hallway door for the stairs. And on the other side of the hallway door, it was white light.
Okay.
Not the hallway.
Weird.
And I was like, but it was so fast. And Adam was talking to me and then we were at my grandma's room. And I went into my grandma's room and she wasn't doing the death rattle. She was breathing very slowly. And I got the brush out of her drawer and I just started brushing her hair. And then I realized she wasn't breathing. Like I literally went in and I just heard this like.
So you were there for that moment.
She went.
The final exhale.
And she never breathed in again. And I waited. And my ex, my Adam there, he was like, he knew. He had seen his grandfather die. And he was like, he just like put his hand on mine on the brush and just like pulled it away. And then he went. And I called down to this nurse. He went out of the room. And then I just knew he was awkward. So I'm like, can someone come here for a minute? And the nurse came in and she's like, oh yeah, she's dead. And just pulled the curtain. Like it was so fun. Some of them were a little insensitive.
Yeah.
But in that moment... And then it all made sense. And I saw her with the man and that was my grandfather.
Wild.
And I watched them leave.
What?
Like I watched them go that hallway, like wherever you go.
No doubt.
He was there. And it was weird because before she passed away, it was very strange. Like I remember going in one time and she was like on her hands and knees on the bed. And she was talking about all these babies all over the floors. What? And somebody needed to pick up the babies off the floor.
That's crazy.
And I guess that happens a lot at the end of life. She was talking about her sisters that passed away. Like she was the last sister by 25, 30 years.
Right.
Well, 20 years. But she would talk about these babies on the floor. And I think that's why I became so scared of death because I watched my grandmother die and it was probably the most to this day. And I think that's why old people scare me a little bit. Yeah. But to this day, the scariest thing I've ever seen was being there those last couple weeks before like she went into a coma because she went from herself to like a very scary senile person.
Right.
But like seeing them leave that day.
It's weird seeing people lose their mind and trying to understand where the connection is from this world to kind of the soul and energy world.
Like, is that detaching? Is that the spirit pulling away from the body?
Left already when the mind gets like that? Or are they still there? You know, like, are they on the other side? Are they already technically kind of passed to the other side as far as their conscious or their soul?
I'm so curious of that. Cause like, I'll never forget, like the day I knew that she was like different. She asked me to rub lotion on her boobs.
That's weird.
And I was like, that's not normal at all. She would never. Yeah. She was a proper English lady.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah. And then again, she was like on her bed and like in this, like, it's like she went from completely normal to like a horrible, scary, scary, scary dementia really fast.
Right.
And I'm so scared. And then she was gone. It was so incredibly strange.
What made you scared to death in that moment?
The process of death.
The process of death.
Not the dying. I'm not afraid of that. It's
being
the losing
sick
it.
Or losing
it's
it.
The losing it.
So in those last, whatever, your last year or two, like you're losing your mind.
She, well, for her, it was just like this last 2 weeks.
Right.
But she was like, she was on the bench. Like, get the babies off the floor. Get the, and like, she, what the heck?
So you're not scared of death itself. You were scared of the lead up to it and what could possibly go wrong with you.
I think I'm just scared of like Alzheimer's and stuff.
Okay. So not because you used to always say I was scared of death. I remember that early in our relationship.
Yeah, because I'm afraid.
But I think we're
dissecting
it a little more.
I'm a dependent person. I'm dependent on you. And if I'm going to die first, I know that's probably going to happen. Like, I'm so scared of what comes next. Like,
okay,
what if
so you are still scared of what
alone
comes next?
And I need you.
Okay,
and
so you are scared of death. There was two things there.
Yeah, and then I get scared of death when I think about like Jax and Max. I'm like they, where are they? Like, I need, like, do they need me?
But that's the interesting one to me. Like, scared of what's next.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not scared of death. I'm, the thing that scares me about death is obviously like losing you or not being with my family or whatever. But like, as far as what comes next, whether I'm right or wrong, I feel like I have a really good grasp and feel of there is something else.
I know there's
and
something
like
else.
Like reading kind of things like the Tibetan Book of the Dead and even like looking at other religions, like we've mentioned before, they're kind of all just possibly about the same thing, but trying to tell the story differently. I feel like I'm okay with death.
I want to be okay with death, but the way that I've seen the spirit world, the way that I've seen, you know, how many spirits in the world are miserable and are still stuck here. Like, what if there's 12 fucking doors and you have to choose one of these doors to go through? And how do you know that?
I guess, yeah, it's not going to be that simple, right? Like, what if it's so intricate like that?
And then you're on your own. Or what if, you know, what? I feel like after death, there's a million different possibilities.
Yeah,
but what if you end up in one that's worse than where we already are or something? You know, like, you just don't know.
And that's why, like, a lot of religions and Buddhism and stuff like that preaches love is a really important part of all religion or all spiritualism, because if you just kind of love and treat people well while you're here, when you move on, it's said, or we've kind of come to learn, or we think that you'll have a better chance of maybe a better reincarnation or being in a better place.
I just like that the psychic said that you and I were together in other lives. Like, we've lived more than one life together.
Yeah.
Anyways, I feel like that's pulled us to a nice little end because I want to stop talking about death.
I think so.
So guys, don't die. I
don't
love you.
Don't die. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
We have merch coming out for Black Friday.
Yeah, we have Black Friday merch. It's actually out now if you want to get it.
On sale.
Everything's on sale. So if you haven't gotten it, get it.
Check
You're going to love it.
Selena's book's out. Hollow. Get that for the season. Read it.
Best Christmas present you can give anybody.
We're so happy with the reviews. People are loving it. They can't put it down.
Makes
I'm so
cry.
Proud of you.
I love
so
you.
So proud of you. Oh.
I love you. Give me your hand.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Just follow me on YouTube. I'm putting out a video every single day of December. Love you. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.